Hey everyone, welcome to the Unsuck Podcast, and today I get the chance to interview Wynn Godbold, who is the amazing creator of I'm Possible Lifestyle. And that sounds like a really fancy title, girlfriend, so I want you to just, like, let's get to it and tell our listeners what it is that that whole lifestyle is about. Tell me what you're up to these days.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. This is so much fun. I, like you, have been looking forward to doing this all day long. So the I'm Possible Lifestyle. Audrey Hepburn has a quote, and she said, "Nothing is impossible. The very word says I'm possible." Mm. And that really resonated with me in all of the other experiences of my life, right? Mm-hmm. And the transformations that I've been through. In everything, it's been like, well, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. But then over time, I've met so many people who don't have that. Mm. Everything just, well, yeah, I don't think I can do it. That's impossible. Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to. There's so much small living, and it makes me so sad. Mm-hmm. So when the quote came into my awareness, I thought, that's it. Like, how do we take somebody? How do you take something from your life that feels impossible? And how do we shift it so that you can look at that and say, oh, the very word is telling me I'm possible. And what I figured out is it's just an apostrophe in a space. That's it. Mm. And so over, I don't know how many years it's been, but I've been refining and creating and working with people to develop what has become what we call an I'm Possible Lifestyle. How do you put the apostrophe and the space into what feels impossible for you? And so I have a statement or a question that we use, and then we have a statement that we use. And between those two things, you know, the question is your apostrophe and the statement creates that space. And I'll share those with you.
Okay, I love it. And I get it, just like, I think that it's so amazing that our paths have crossed, right? And that we got to know each other and that we have been led down this interview, because my purpose in my life, I believe, is to make other people know that it is possible for them too. So that they don't live a life, so that I don't live a life that is not fulfilling what it is that we are meant to live, right? That we hold ourselves back. And what's interesting when we, you know, go right into your interview and right into what you're doing is I have to share this with you, because I don't know if our listeners even understand why I do this the way I do. Whenever I interview someone, I always start with, what is it that they are up to now? What are they most proud of, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason I do that, the reason I start there, is that I want them to realize that it is possible. I want them to see that these amazing, successful people have done it and that there's hope for them too. And then I go into, well, where have you been stuck before and how did you get out of it? But I really, really want them to know that it is possible. And so thank you so much for just like making that be the shining example that we have today, because it is an amazing program that you have. And so I can't wait for people to learn about it. But I want to know, so that people can relate to you.
Yeah.
How is it that you began this particular point in your life? What led you to this? What are the experiences, the transformations that you personally have gone through in order for you to get here?
Ooh, do we have a 3-day podcast? No. So, you know, the thing is, as you and I, you know, off the mic, so to speak, have talked about, it feels like every 3 to 5 years, it's this evolution is happening, mm-hmm. you know, and we keep transforming into the newest version of ourselves.
Yep.
Some people, I think, are wired that way. You and I are kind of kindred spirits there. Yep. Other people I know can go for long periods of time, you know, decades at a time, sort of in the groove and doing.
Yep.
For me, I'm always in transformation and in some sort of transition. But with this, with the I'm Possible Lifestyle, it almost feels to me like all of the things that came before this were leading to this moment.
Yeah.
And I've never really sat in this space before. So when I you know, made decisions early on in my life, things like, where are you going to go to college? What are you going to major in? Those sort of things. I always thought that I was being directed in that because I made my college decision off of a billboard. I made, you know, my final major, the third one that I had in college, was based off the guy I was dating at the time. Yep. I mean, you know, let's talk about the really smart ways to make decisions for your life, right? And then coming out of college, and you know, I'd always wanted to be a teacher. Then I come out of college and I don't have a teaching degree. So then I was like, well, crap, what do you do now? You know? And so, then you do, well, let's just be real about the whole thing. You go and you do mission work with kids on a volunteer basis and you wind up getting pregnant, right? And you're not even married.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's just like explode the whole truth out here.
No. You know? I mean, I think it's so important though, because people look at you, right? And they're like, holy crap, like she's got her stuff together. Like she's running this amazing business. She's helping people all over the place. Like she must have just come out of the womb with her shit together, right? And I think it's really important that we get real and we let people know, like, hey, there's a reason that my path led me to this place. And I want to make my messiness and help it into your beautiful next step in your life.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that.
It's so important.
And, yeah.
You know, like you say, people who jump in now, right, who meet me now are like, oh, look at her. And I'm like, look, what you see is what you get, right? but then you have to remember, yeah, but they don't know what the path was to get there. And so, you know, that was a really big, obviously, it was a huge life event to decide, okay, I'm going to, you know, leave what is essentially a volunteer, like I said, mission work with the church, you know, and having to say to the church, you know, back in 1990, whatever it was, 92 or something, hey, look, you know, the gal that you trusted to speak into the lives of your youth has shown up now and she's pregnant. She's not married. I mean, how against the church does all of that go, right? So there's a whole growth and learning process in that. And seeing how churched people related to me in that situation, right?
Yep.
So all of those things play into faith. What do you do about being let down by or feeling you have let down?
Right.
What I would say, you know, and if people could see us, I know they can't, but if they could, you know, in air quotes, the church.
Mm-hmm.
Really moving through that experience to discover what really is the church, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the church is the building and those people, but what really matters is my relationship.
Right.
Right. So there's a big piece of that, that leads to the way that I now work with my clients.
Yeah.
Because to me, being able to share what I believe is the truth, that comes back to my faith. But there was a long period of time in there of having to reconcile and unprogram and reprogram. What do you really think about the church, about your relationship with God? What is the truth, right? And how do you get beyond the idea that, well, I've let God down?
Right.
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 You know, and find the joy and the forgiveness in that. So part of this whole I'm possible is being able to really connect with people and let them know, look, we're all right. Here we all are in this pot. Okay. No one better, worse than the other. We all have our own stuff.
Yep.
And it's a matter of working through that to then embrace, okay, once you learn how to love you, how to forgive you, and connect to your truth, then anything truly is possible for you. It's all of that junk in our subconscious mind that keeps us from being able to move, right? So I know you get that, but that's really important. So there's that period of time. Then there's this long period of time where I'm like, I can never speak about, you know, my faith again. I've let everybody down. I'm a loser. I'm a sinner. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I'm going to lead somebody down the wrong road, you know, because of this terrible thing, right? Which is not a terrible thing. I mean, anytime a child is born, that's a beautiful thing,
right.
you know?
Right.
So, but that really for years, and you know, I was listening to you, your podcast, you're the one where you talked about when you felt stuck.
Right.
I was listening to that as you shared your story, and I was like, oh, I can relate to this because for years I felt like I'm a speaker who has nothing to say. Like I knew there was something in me mm-hmm. needed to come out, that I needed to help people, that I needed to give people hope. And I needed them to see anything is possible
right.
in your life. But for years, I could not articulate that.
Yeah.
I was just in so much fear. I just couldn't share. You know, you go, I'm so related when you were saying how you had taken the program and you felt inauthentic.
Right.
So then you were trying to share and then you're like, I'm just not putting anything on social media. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't put this out. I'm not putting anything out there. And I just, for years, was really stuck in that
mm-hmm.
place of just feeling like, I know I have to share with people, but gosh, you know, you're not really good enough to do that. You've made too many mistakes. You let down. You had too big of a blunder
mm-hmm.
to recover from that.
And do you think that, you know, how you serve your clients, and I want you to, in a moment, tell us, like, who those clients are. But I want you to just help us to take us down this path, because it seems to me, after I've gotten to know you, right, that you've identified that there are things in your subconscious mind, these limiting beliefs, these truths that you think are true, that have uh-huh. given you the idea of what your life is supposed to be like and who you're supposed to be, right? And you've discovered on this journey that maybe those truths aren't quite as true as you thought they were. And that journey that you've gone down yourself, and the knowledge that really helps us understand that the subconscious mind is so, so powerful, that you help other people unlock those self-limiting beliefs, unlock that subconscious block that keeps us from really living out into our true potential. Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are spot on. So, So let me tell you who I can help.
Yes.
Right. Because
yes.
you can't help everybody in
right.
the world.
Right.
You know? Who are my starfish? What are the ones that I can put back in the sea and give them a chance at life again? Right. So that person who feels they know that they know that they know I am called to do something more than I'm doing. And then there's either one of two things happen. These are the people I can help. Either they know what that purpose is, but they don't know how to do it,
mm-hmm.
right? It's, oh, I really think I'm supposed to whatever that is, you mm-hmm. know, but I have no idea how that's going to happen. Okay. So they just stop.
Yep.
Either that, or on the other side, there's a person who says, I know I am meant for more than this. I don't have any idea what that is.
Right.
So it's kind of like you land in one of those two camps. Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, I feel like that's so broad, but I think when you and when our friends who are with us, you know, listening in, catch the tone of my voice, I think those people know when I'm speaking to them.
Right.
It's not just this big pool of people who think, oh yeah, I'm here for a bigger reason or whatever. It's not the casual person. It's that, you know, man or woman who at night is going, there's got to be more. I just know in my bones, there's something more I'm supposed to do and I'm not doing it, right? It's this discontent mm-hmm. sort of feeling that
yes.
is happening in
yes.
there.
Yes.
That's the person, right? And then the other thing, because this is where that subconscious programming comes in that we've talked about in the laws, right? So I'll go down that road in a minute. But the other thing they have to kind of have, right? One is a belief in that higher power, right? Mm-hmm. Now, for me, that higher power is God, just straight up, got to tell you. But I understand that for some people, the semantics of saying the word God is very off-putting. So for me, I'm like, we can talk about energy, source, all that, you know, universe, whatever it is for that person, but there's got to be something they know is pulling them forward, mm-hmm. right? Pulling them towards purpose, has given them this more life directive. So we got to agree on that straight up.
Okay.
And then what we do is either to uncover the purpose, mm-hmm. we have to, because it lives inside of us.
Right.
On top of the purpose, we've stuffed all of this programming, okay? And this is where the fun begins, right? This right. is where you and I get to geek out together.
Totally. Real. Yeah.
So what we know is from birth until the age of somewhere between 7 and 12, right? We do not have a conscious mind. So we're born with the subconscious mind. And all the subconscious mind can do is receive. It cannot reject. It can't reason. It can only accept. Now, everybody's got their own growth rate, whether you're 7 or whether you're 12 or 10 or 11. But somewhere between 7 and 12, we develop the ability to reason. So that's when the conscious mind begins to develop.
Right. So just to clarify, so at that point, you can either choose to accept or reject. Right. You can say like, I don't know if I believe that, or I don't know if that's right, or that's so that's that point where you consciously can say, I don't know, something's off here. But before that, it's like whatever your mom and dad tell you, whatever Mrs. Peterson tells you in first grade, right, is just as assumed to be gospel truth. So that's kind of what we're talking for the listeners who have never heard that before.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely. So in the early days, I mean, you just take it all in, and it's not just what people say to you, but let's say that you are an infant or young child in the crib, right? Mm-hmm. And in the home, there's a lot of tension and frustration, and you can feel that energetically, mm-hmm. right? So you know it as an adult, but you've had that sense ever. I mean, when you came out the womb, you were able to pick up, right, on things that felt great, you know, that felt very loving, that felt tense or frustrating or scary.
Yeah.
You're able to feel those things. So it's not just what we hear and see, but it's that energetic feeling as well.
Right.
All of that gets implanted or imprinted on the subconscious mind.
Okay.
Then when we become able to reason, like, you know, like what we were just talking about right. there, where you hear something or you feel something, you're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Now you start to go, does that make sense? Does it not make sense? Right. One of the best ways for people who aren't particularly familiar with that, what I find is one of the best sort of examples or pictures to latch onto is, and if you have children in the room, put your headphones on, right? There was the warning sign. So think about your experience with Santa Claus, right?
Okay.
Did you believe in Santa Claus when you were growing up?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because I was told that he existed.
Exactly. So parents, friends, neighbors, your auntie, Miss Peterson, right? Everybody played into this big ruse. So you took that, you accepted that as truth.
Right.
And so there it was. That set your expectation for Christmas morning. He will have come. There will be a gift.
Right.
Okay. So you acted according to your belief. Well, then something happens, you know, you get a little older. You go into the garage on December 20th and there's some big thing in the garage and it's got a sheet over it. And you peek underneath there, right? And you see this red bicycle or pink or whatever it was.
Right.
You're like, oh, isn't that interesting, right? Then on Christmas morning, that's under your tree with a big tag on it that says from Santa Claus.
Right.
Now that you are a little older, you have a mind to reason. And you start to say, does this make sense? I don't know that that makes sense anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, we fall out of the belief, right? So that's because in the early days, all you were able to do was accept. And then once you began to develop the conscious mind, mm-hmm. then you were saying, do I believe that? Do I not? Your reasoning, you can accept or you can reject or you can make up your own sort of story right. around it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? Okay. The thing is, and this is where we get into moving from impossible to I'm possible. The first thing we have to do is to insert that apostrophe before the I and the M,
right?
Right. And when we, as adults now, because that's who I work with, I don't work with kids,
yep.
but as an adult, what we have to do is we have to look at what is the story that's still living in my subconscious mind that I still believe in,
mm-hmm.
okay? And maybe that story is that wealthy people are stingy. Maybe that story is you can't be a mom and have a career.
Right.
Right? Maybe the story is, you know, grown men don't cry. Right? That was something that you heard before you could reason, mm-hmm. and you accepted it as true, just like you did Santa Claus.
Right.
Well, up until this moment, you've never had to push that belief from subconscious up into the conscious reasoning mind.
Right.
But when you're trying to go for something that you're like, you know, you're called to do it.
Yeah.
You just don't know how, and you're not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. You have to start pulling up those beliefs and looking at them.
So,
and that's the apostrophe.
Okay. So I want to get real practical here because I think that
yes,
is important to get hope and practical tools. So let's just mm-hmm. say that someone has this longing and discontent, right? And they know that they're made for more, but they have this in their mind that it is not good to be wealthy, let's just say. I'm going to pull something out that I've heard before. How does somebody take that, acknowledge it, pull it out into their conscious mind, and then change it?
Yes. So what happens, when I was sharing with you about, I give you one question and one statement, right?
Yep.
The question is when we shift that belief up. So let's take that one as our example.
Okay.
So I want to, you know, there's a part of me that says, I really want to have a successful business.
Right.
And in my consciousness, right, in my belief system, money equals success. That's part of it. It's mm-hmm. not the whole thing.
Yep.
But
yep.
I want to make some money.
Right.
It's a business. It's not a hobby. Right?
Right.
But if I have this unconscious belief that people who make money, what did we say are?
Oh, what did I say? Bad. Oh, it's not good to have. It's not good. I don't know. Whatever.
Not
it doesn't matter.
Bad,
it's all the same.
Like
so
that,
it's bad.
Right?
It's not good. I'm not a good person if I make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm a bad person. That's right. If I make a lot of money. So we say, oh my gosh, we have to push that from the subconscious.
Right.
Okay, we push it up into our reasoning mind. And here's the question that you ask. You hold it out and you ask, isn't that interesting? And you just hold that. I have a belief that having money or wealth, okay, means you're a bad person. I'm a bad person if I have money. Well, you just look at it and you say, isn't that interesting? Now, what hopefully you're picking up on, but let me explain for anybody who's missed it, is there is no blame, there is no shame, and there is no guilt in that question.
Right.
It is a true question of like wonderment. It's like, whoa, isn't that interesting? If I make money, a lot of money, I'm a bad person. Well, now you can see if your purpose was to create a business,
right. right?
And in this business, you were to make money
right.
so that you could do whatever you wanted to do with it. Okay. Can you see where you'll never make money until you move beyond
exactly,
that?
Exactly. Exactly. So how does one get beyond that? Like, tell me, cause it's so cool what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get it up there and we ask, isn't that interesting?
Yep.
Okay. And then, that has us to start looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is to think to yourself, when is the first time, like go way back, when is the first time I can remember ever feeling that way? So let's just make it up, right?
Yeah.
you go back and you think, oh my gosh, in the third grade, I remember when my dad lost his job or something. You know, I didn't really understand what was going on. I just remember that money was tight and there was conversation at the dinner table about, you know, the man, right? The man at work fired me, whatever it was, you know. And then as a child, you felt the stress and the strain of that.
Right.
Okay? So when you can go back and find that earliest point, mm-hmm. and you don't have to spend like 500 hours doing this.
Yeah.
Go back, right? Oh, yeah, you know, the first time I really felt bad about money or thought something with money was bad, yeah, I was in about third grade, you know, right? And then you ask yourself, is it true? Right? Whatever your experience was. So, oh, that person with money who fired my dad, they were so bad. Is that true? Can you say for 100% certain that the person who fired your dad was bad because they had money?
Right.
When you sit with that question and you ask yourself, is that true? Repetitively.
Right.
Okay. And you like just keep answering it. And you have to ask the question with the whole thing. Like, is it true that the person who fired my dad was bad because they had money? Really? You can't know that.
Right. Yep.
So now you've introduced doubt
right.
in this equation.
Right.
And now you can't hold yourself to this standard mm-hmm. that is filled with doubt.
Right. Right. 100%.
That's how we begin to release.
Yes. And the other thing that I've thought about when I've been in that process is asking, is this true? And then asking, is this helping me?
Uh-huh.
And that is just like, you know, having this belief and keeping this on, because sometimes our logical brain can tell us like, that's not true. That doesn't make any sense. Like that's ridiculous. But yet somehow we still hold on to it.
Oh, absolutely.
And so just that acknowledgement, like, okay, sister, like there is nothing that's helping you keeping this. I don't know why you're holding on to this so hard. And so regularly recognizing like, hey, is this true? And is this helping me? And if it's not, it's helping me to get rid. And so it sounds to me like you do a lot of work just helping people discover what these limiting beliefs are and calling them out into the conscious mind and helping them really try to rid them. Because like you said, as soon as you can get rid of those belief systems that are holding us back, right, mm-hmm. we can start to believe that anything is possible.
Yes, yes. And you start doing things, you start taking actions, and you're like, oh my God, this really is true. You know, I love that when people will say to me, it really is true. I really can do this. I'm like, yeah, you can. You know, we call that when you, like, so you have a desire to run a business that makes money.
Yeah.
That is a desire. And you have a belief that people who make money are bad. That's called a double bind.
Right.
You will never get yourself out. I mean, well, I guess some people do, but it's been my experience that when you're in a double bind, you got to have somebody come in who can expose the double bind so that you can do the work on it.
Yeah.
You're like bound up in this and that stops, you know?
Yeah.
When you said, is this serving me?
Yeah.
That question, when you introduced that question,
right?
You made a statement about, you know, sometimes we don't know why we continue to hang on and hang on to things, right? So the subconscious mind is the emotive mind. That's where your emotions and your feelings live.
Yeah.
Okay. They live in the subconscious. And so, you know, feelings aren't logical.
Right. Right.
So why do I hang on to this? Even though my conscious mind, my logical mind is telling me this makes no sense, but I feel it. And that's why we tend to hang on to this.
And you know what? I just thought of something that is kind of a cool aha moment for me, but like, I'm guessing that kid that sees a big thing in the garage, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to believe that Santa's not real. Like they don't want to. And so that's where our emotions come in. Right. And so giving ourselves some grace, like if you're having a hard time getting past some of these limiting beliefs, like that's normal because we don't want to believe that we're wrong. We don't want to believe that the things that we've been holding on for so long aren't true and that things are not as they have appeared to be. And so I think that that's why somebody like you, Wynn, is so important to people because it is a process and it does take somebody who knows their stuff, which is 100% you, to be able to help them identify them, to work through them, to walk alongside you while you are working through the emotions of letting those go in order for you to step into it. And here's the deal, my friends. When you are feeling this longing and this discontent, I promise you, from somebody who's been there, that it doesn't go away by ignoring it.
No, you cannot ignore that away.
The whispers get louder, the breadcrumbs get bigger until you are so miserable that you are like, I can't do this anymore. I need to do something. And so if that's you, if you're like, oh my goodness, I keep trying to ignore this. I'm keep trying to get rid of those whispers, but they're not going away. You know, that is telling your soul. Your soul is trying to tell you something, basically, right? Your soul is trying to tell you, honey, it's time that you step boldly into the life that you're meant to live. And so I just love so much that you're giving us even just a sliver of what you're capable of, Wynn, because I know that I could talk to you for hours and hours. And I'm going to put this out there to our listeners that if there is something that you want to take this conversation the next level and you want me to have Wynn back, you know, leave a review, leave a comment, and tell me what it is that you want us to talk about, and I will get her back on here, because I literally could talk a whole half hour just on that small, subtle voice that's calling us, right? Like, we could go on for a half hour just on that one topic. And so if you want to hear that, make sure that you tell us. But if somebody is like, I can't wait for that, like, that is too long, I want to know, how can people work with you? How can they, you know, have a discovery call with you? How can they follow you on social? Like, what would be the next step that somebody would take?
Okay. So, yes, on social, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram.
Okay.
Those are my three.
Yep.
Okay. And, they can just look me up by name.
Yep.
I just use my name, which is Wynn, W-Y-N-N. And then my last name is God Bold. And when I used to travel the country a lot, we used to travel all the time, you would not believe how bad that can be massacred. And I'm just like, it's a compound word, G-O-D, like the man upstairs, you know, like bold, B-O-L-D. So, but I've been called so many things with the name like Wynn God Bold, you can imagine, right?
Right,
but,
Lachelle Weenie, let's be real,
yeah,
right?
You know, the private message or direct message,
yep,
whatever.
Yep.
I'm happy. Let's just do a few questions, talk on the phone if that's what, you know, if the phone is what somebody wants to do and just says, hey, you know, I heard you on the podcast and I got a question about, I just am wondering. On Facebook, I have a private community, but it's free, right? And it's the I'm Possible community. So if somebody's, you know, one of your listeners is on Facebook, we'd love to have them.
Awesome.
Just come in, just click the, you know, ask to join button and
yep,
you're in, baby. And
awesome.
In there we start it. You know, just the basic level of what do you want, you know, and I do some Facebook lives and answer questions, and we do challenges every now and again, because, you know, learning to keep your word to yourself is a big deal.
It totally is. And I will make sure that all of these things are in the show notes so that people are able to quickly click on them if they want to. And
oh, super.
Yes.
Okay.
And anything else that you want me to be able to talk about how to get a hold of you before I ask you one last question.
Now I think, you know, well, the website, is actually BEESHARP.US, which
okay,
I'm sure there'll be a link there or whatever. So
yep,
people are like, who is this chick? What is she? You know,
yeah,
certainly go there, but, and I promise I'll be quiet here, but I have to tell you this, we have only hit on the apostrophe. So if people want to know how to put the space between the M and the P, like they want that statement, right? Leave it in the comments. Leave us a review. Say, I want the space. So
yeah,
then maybe I can come back.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So before we depart, I want to ask you if you had one question for our audience to think about between now and the next time we're together, what would that question be?
So clarify that for me. This is a question I want them to be
yes,
thinking
sorry,
about for themselves
yeah, okay,
to
so,
move forward.
Yep,
is
so
that
I'm
right?
So, Peters, I'm going to scratch that, okay? So let's start this over. So Wynn, before we depart, I want you to give me one kind of coaching question that you can give our audience to ponder that is going to move them forward in this.
Oh, this is the best. The question is, what do you want? Now, that seems so easy. But that's a question that they really need to sit and think through. It's not what do you think you should have, can have, ought to do, should be. It's what do you really want?
That's
sit
powerful.
With that question and see what stirs
all in right. I can't wait to hear what people have in their souls that need to come out. Okay, my friend, thank you so much for your help and your beautiful inspiration today and sharing your story. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.